because our industry's grown to an extent where we're out of our northern growing regions in Australia, we're facing an oversupply problem and we have to open our export markets. We've known that this was coming for some time, and the work towards developing an export strategy has gone on for a while now.
Let's put some context on the scale of this, because last season the Australian blueberry industry produced 6,000 tonnes. What's tipped for this season?
This next season coming up, it's a little bit of guesswork around this, but it's probably going to be approaching 10,000.
Well, what's happening with the domestic market? What impact has the recent national debate about the quality of imported fruit had on the domestic demand? Do you think that'll be sufficient growth to absorb some of this extra supply?
No, that won't be enough to absorb it. It's certainly that the issue around contaminated imported food has had an effect, and it's been noticeable that even at the farm level now we see the prices have shifted a bit in response to demand.
But nowhere near enough. How much by? 5%, 10%?
Probably around more closer to 5, I think, yes.
Now, the federal government in the last 6 months have negotiated 3 free trade agreements, largely through Asia. Has this opened up significant export opportunities for blueberry growers?
No, free trade agreements do nothing at all for horticulture or agriculture. It's the non-tariff barriers that have to be dealt with, and they're the stumbling block for export. Free trade agreements are just nothing for us.
Tell us about the tariffs then.
Non-tariff barriers. It's to do with quarantine issues. It takes years and years to negotiate protocols to access any market. They're to cover perceived threats. Sometimes they're just deliberately put up to stall trade, but other times they've got legitimate concerns. But the process is so long-winded, it's unbelievable.
So what's your export strategy calling on in terms of the federal government for export growth?
The way the system works in Australia, what we need is actually to get the department to start access negotiations with the targeted countries. Just to get the first base is just a long-winded process within Australia. And we're not there yet as an industry. We're still waiting, and have been for some years, just to get on the list for the government to start negotiations.
Which countries?
Japan, China, New Zealand, India, looks like we're on the verge of going into. Taiwan.
What do you need then? Because if you're facing a 10,000-tonne crop perhaps next year, and you're saying it's not going to be absorbed by the local market, what are the consequences? What are the implications?
An awful lot of pain for a lot of farmers.
That's a big statement.
It is, but that's the reality. We've been asking government to do something about this for some time. They seem to be hamstrung by the system that's in place. Seems to be fairly inflexible, and it doesn't seem right the way it's run.
Playing devil's advocate, though, free trade is managed through the World Trade Organization. The federal government obviously has to abide by world trade regulations and rules, so it's a course that they have to chart.
No, the process, the biggest stumbling block is the process within Australia. The stumbling block is within our bureaucracy. That's where the issues are. Dealing with non-tariff barriers, I mean, if they're perceived as being unrealistic, you know, there's a process you can take to fight those, but very expensive. I don't think Australia's ever launched an action against another country to get rid of that. They've been party to other actions brought by other countries, but I don't think they've ever launched one on their own.
So in conclusion, where to from here then? You've got this export strategy. Is this the blueprint that you need the government to accelerate?
Yes, that's it. That's it. That's what we want to happen.
Have you made representations to the federal government?
Oh, many, many.
Was it any different with Labor, with Liberal? You've now got a federal Liberal government. Has anything changed?
No. The bureaucracy never changes.